Diana Bicesar of Paraguay is heading into her third year at Pitzer College in Claremont, California. Early in the pandemic, Bicesar could not come to the United States. She spent her first year of college learning by video from the South American country. During that time, Bicesar said she talked with over 100 international students studying in the U.S. She found out that many experienced difficulties while looking for internships or work. Besides visa restrictions, they said there was a lack of professional development resources at the schools. Some did not know about the Optional Practical Training Program, or OPT. It is a U.S. government program that permits international students to stay in the U.S. for one more year after graduation and work in their field of study.
I have met with many students who didn't know about OPT or who didn't know how to write an American-style resume, who didn't know who to reach out to for help. And they have to go back to their countries because, you know, they didn't have enough time to work on their applications, to do their research because it was too late.
That is when Bicesar started working on a website designed to help international students with internships and job hunting in the U.S. After almost 2 years, MAPIS was launched last February. The site is currently open to a small number of users. Bicesar said she hopes to make it available to all international students later this year, and she is building the website while working on an internship program at the technology company Meta. One professional who knows what it is like to be an international student is Eun-kyu Lee, who came from South Korea in the 1980s. He is now a professor and a leader of Syracuse University's business school. Lee said, "Many international students know that it will be harder for them to find jobs than American students if they want to stay in the U.S. As a result, they start learning about visa and work programs early on." He said it is a good idea to join a networking group centered on international students, such as MAPIS, along with a more general service, such as LinkedIn.
If you don't have that kind of network or mentoring, then the only resource you may have is just the official job posting, which receives hundreds of resumes. And there, it may be really difficult for international students to stand out.
Bicesar agreed that it is important for international students to hear from successful people who were once new to the U.S. It helps them feel more confident about their own abilities. In 2022, MAPIS organized several online gatherings to connect students with those working in business, journalism, and technology. Bicesar told VOA that learning English changed her life. She said she would not be where she is today without a scholarship from the English Access Micro Scholarship Program in Paraguay.
I always say, you know, like I was born again when I was 15, when I got this scholarship. My whole life changed after that. Coming to the U.S. for college also opened other doors for me, like this amazing internship that I have right now, and also creating MAPIS. So, yeah, I always motivate people to study English.
Bicesar also attended the Education USA Academy at Temple University in Philadelphia one summer, where she lived and learned with Americans and other international students. Beyond STEM, or subjects in science, technology, engineering, and math, Bicesar wants MAPIS to be a place where international students can learn about business, social programs, and government. In fact, Lee, the Syracuse professor, said community service projects are a great way for international students to expand their networks and learn to work with Americans.
You know, it may not be directly related with their major or directly related with the internship or career opportunities that they are pursuing, but kind of experiencing themselves that they can add value to the community around in the U.S. society, I think is a very important part to develop their own self-identity and confidence.
Bisesar agreed. After they go back to their countries, they usually make a big impact, she said. I'm Dan Friedel.